to the Spirit Rock Meditation Center, because while I travel all around the world, I am yet to meet many teachers and spiritual environments as in this place. So when I was asked by Walter Link, who is seated here, who is responsible to get me to stay another week in this area, I suggested to him, and he suggested to me, that we should visit Spirit Rock. So I didn't come here to make a speech or teach you meditation, because you have one of the noblest, one of the greatest meditation teachers in the world here in Jack Kornfield. It was fortunate that I could come again and pay my deep respect to him and to the Spirit Rock Center. All my time, my thoughts, my words and all my deeds are dedicated to awaken myself. Buddha means an awakened one. Any human being has the potential to awaken himself or herself to the level of a supremely enlightened person. So Buddha means fully enlightened one. Having been born in a family, a Buddhist family, where my parents and other elders were practicing Buddhists, from my childhood, I was made to look at the entire living world as my own family. Caste, color, creed, that means different religions, nationalities, didn't matter to us. To my mother, anybody that came home from wherever they come from, she used to address them as my son or as my daughter. So when I was brought up in that spirit, naturally as I grew up, as I got education, my mind, my entire life turned towards helping others. So much so today I'm happy that with several thousand people in my country and also from the different parts of the world, we are able to awaken the potential of human beings in 15,000 villages in my country. Some of them, of course, carry labels. Some call themselves Sinhalese, some call themselves Tamils, some call themselves Muslims. They may call themselves Christians, Buddhists, anybody, we don't care. The important thing is, we all share a body and mind. This body-mind combination came about because we have a consciousness. The consciousness came about because we were generating thoughts. Thoughts came about because we are ignorant. We will never think that if we are enlightened. None of us is enlightened, I think, in this room, including myself. Therefore, we think. And thinking is at the root of all problems. If people don't think, there won't be wars. If people don't think they will accumulate, they will not accumulate or try to accumulate unnecessary wealth or power or publicity or whatever. Look at the world. How many people are going after publicity? And media are promoting this. In my country, they have talent. They are trying to find talent in society. So they arrange all kinds of shows for which thousands and thousands of children are brought by the parents themselves. And out of 10,000, maybe 3 people are selected. All the others are disappointed. So these 3 become superstars. So ignorance of people who possess these instruments to educate people, like the media, these people are using that to make money and to make these ordinary human beings lose their directions. So, what we have been trying to do for the last 50 years now is to get the human beings to participate in some compassionate activity. While doing that externally, within themselves, be very mindful so that while you build an external world to be happier, to satisfy the wants of, the needs of people, not their wants or greed, within yourself, you try to cultivate certain qualities. During the past few weeks, I heard Jack was teaching paramitas. There are 6 paramitas according to Mahayana teachings. According to Theravada teachings, there are 10 paramitas. See, whenever I do something, externally, maybe these days in the IDP camps, internally displaced people are there after a prolonged war, and 300,000 people are there, the government, international organizations, we in the Sarvodaya movement are struggling hard to feed them, clothe them, find whatever medical requirements they have. All those things we are doing. Every time I go there, or my colleagues go there are maybe 300 of our full-time volunteers working there in these camps, in these, what you may call refugee villages. I tell them, remember, when you do this work, you are practicing dana. Dana is beneficence. The more dana you have, less possessiveness, less greed will be there in your mind, and less suffering also. When you do this, this is an opportunity to practice morality, to have a certain ethical base to your life. When you do this kind of work, never be attached to the results. Some people will say this very good, praise you, honor you. Accept it with detachment. Renunciation is important. When you do this work, always remember to develop your wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is ability every moment to see that everything is subject to change, your body, your mind, your environment, everything. That is why only this moment is true. We don't know whether we will live to see the next moment. We cannot recall the last moment. Therefore, this moment, that's why we practice meditation. It's not only during a particular period during the day, but right through the 24 hours we are awake. And even when you are asleep, when you train the mind, then there is mindfulness always with you, like your own shadow. So when you have mindfulness, whatever you do externally could be related to your inward awakening. So some people will turn around and say, what is this? You are wasting your time in going and helping others. Say thank you. If that is your view, you are welcome to it. But I feel I get great joy out of it. So be detached to both name and blame, loss and gain. So that helps us in life to build equanimity. So like that, there are 10 paramitas or 6 paramitas which could be brought into our mind. I said panya, wisdom. Wisdom is every moment to cultivate that skill, to see everything changing. Somebody is scolding me now. She is very angry. Yesterday at dinner, I thought a woman scolding her husband, and we in the presence of 2 children and even others. I was listening to that while I was with my friends. I don't know, like this. So I asked my friend Krishna, who is always traveling with me, looking after me. I said, Krishna, what do you think of that? My, sir, that's a ferocious lady. You know, now scolding her husband like that. Why is this? No mindfulness. She had never looked for a moment at her breath. When you get angry, if you just look at your breath, anger reduces. So, panya is therefore ability to see the principle of change, principle of suffering when you don't understand that. Then egolessness. These are the 3 things when you develop, which we call wisdom. So, we are doing a lot of work in our country. I said 15,000 places. There we do every kind of development, welfare activities, both to develop the spiritual life of people and also the moral, cultural, social, economic and political life of the people, to make life better. In doing that, we also see to it that we as individuals are awakened. The objective of Bodhi, awakening, to be a Buddha, that is there in our mind. So, all I want to say now is that let us, while externally doing things that will liberate this world from the present chaotic state, let us also remember that within us we are also having a lot of chaos. Therefore, we have 2 things to do, a dual revolution. Revolution within myself. I have gone through this revolution for 50 years. It's not easy when you don't have a cent in your pocket. But then million people comes to you, can you help me, can you help me? I said, yes, of course I am going to help you. Still you can help. Now I am a man, no land, no money, nothing. Not even a pension. Because I retired, I didn't retire, I resigned. Because I couldn't agree with the kind of administration we were having. But still, I'm well looked after. So we should be able to renounce, renunciation, nekham, renunciation, and you will never be alone. Thank you, Walter. Sorry, I took 5 minutes more.
So let's take a break for 10 minutes. And Earlier, I suggested to take the break in silence, but I realized this is also